There we go. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 186. It could be 187. I'm pretty sure it's 186 of the Unknown Games Podcast. We are back in full force from last week, giving you a longer show because we're going to be talking about the Game Awards, let's face it. People won, people lost, and a whole lot of people are angry. So we won't be the angry people, but we'll definitely be the people talking about the angry people. That was well deserved.
Sorry, I didn't have a quartet to like cut you off.
Oh, to cut me off? Oh, well, you know, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
I have that one though.
Okay, well, you know, that's coming from my co-host Alex. How's it going?
Good, sweet. I guess I don't know.
It feels now. I know how it feels to be cut off. But you know who hasn't been cut off from us? Well, I guess he was cut off from us for a little bit too long. The man. The myth, the legend, the DJing kid, going around the world, falling down, but never, never stopping to get back up.
And I'm back. I'm back. I was supposed to be back like a few weeks ago, but I have to undergo eye surgery.
Do you have like improved eyes now?
I went completely blinded.
In one eye.
One of my optical nerve got severed.
That's crazy.
My left eye.
Yeah.
My optical nerve for my left eye got severed.
Just like randomly?
In like three days, I went completely blind in my left eye.
Just like randomly or what? Like you just woke up and you're like.
I went on a run. Like the morning when my eyes got severed. No, not my eyes. My optical nerve. When I went on a run, I rubbed my eyes. I guess I rubbed my eyes too hard.
That's crazy, dude.
Oh, wow.
And I see like, what's it called? It's like a blur in the corner of my eye. I thought it was nothing. Like, it's probably because I'm just tired.
Yeah.
And I went to sleep thinking that maybe if I sleep, it will fix up. But I wake up and like half of my vision is already gone by then.
That's crazy. But yeah. I went to the
doctor like that day. And they said like my retina got torn.
Fuck.
And my what's it called? My optical nerve got severed. Like 80% is already severed.
Man.
So I have to get the surgery that Friday.
But you're like, are you kind of back to normal or like what?
My eyes are still blurry, but that's not because of the surgery failing. It's because of the there's a silicone inside my eye, and that's why my left eye is still blurry right now. But I cannot
like,
see like my field of view is already full again.
Are you expected to like completely recover, or
they said yeah, but depend on like I have to get the silicone outside my eyes again. They need to remove
then,
it like
and then
in
they'll see.
Three to 6 months. They need to remove it.
But
they did say that it's not gonna be as good as previously, but you cannot tell the difference.
Yeah, that's fair. I have a friend of mine from high school. He also kind of went blind in like kind of like last year or something like that, and he like kind of recovered. He says he can see. He's not like completely blind, but his vision just isn't back to what it was.
Yeah, I can already tell that it's not gonna be as good as before. But I could probably not tell.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad
probably
we're...
the scariest part was like slowly
losing your vision.
Because the last day before my surgery, I can only see like the top corner of my eyes.
Yeah, I've imagined it's pretty fucking scary. Anyways,
it's like your eyes is being covered like with a curtain. That's how it feels like.
Like, oh, you're in a FPS game and you're losing health and like
just barely make it out. I mean, we're glad you're okay and you're gonna make a pretty much almost 100% recovery for the most part.
After the surgery, the doctor told me for 2 weeks I need to lay down face down. So I cannot sleep on my back. I need to
face
sleep
down?
Face down.
Did you get like a
so
hole?
I ran.
Get a
no,
hole
I ran a just... I ran a massage chair.
Yeah,
massage bed.
Yeah, yeah.
I rented it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God I didn't have to lay it down anymore because goddamn, it's so tiring.
Yeah.
I think it's more painful than the surgery.
It feels like suffocating. like laying down.
Honestly, because you have to get a hole. You have to sleep. You have to get a massage chair, or you gotta get like a travel pillow. You know, like a travel pillow.
You have to get a massage chair.
I have a break for 15 minutes per 1 hour. So every 1 hour, I get like 15 minute break.
You do that for 14 days?
Jeez.
Yeah, dude, the struggles. It's painful.
How did you eat and shit and stuff?
In that 15 minutes.
You eat 15 minutes per one hour interval.
There's so much pressure because if you mess up, the consequences.
Because the silicone is like lighter than air, they said. The silicone is so light that if you lay down on your back, they're afraid that the silicone gonna, I don't know, like slip up or something.
So they need to completely move positions.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So 14 days, that's the objective for the 14 days. So my nerve can get like connected again.
Damn. How much of surgery did you do? Was it covered in healthcare stuff or like?
I got a pretty good insurance, so
That's good.
I mean, I guess we can just say
the surgery was 2 hours, and I was.
You have to be awake, right? You have to be awake for the thing
with eye surgery, because I've learned with my mom's had to deal with eye stuff, and it's like it seems like it should be like worse than it is, but apparently eye surgery is like some routine crap. It just you do it. Yeah. It doesn't take much time, and they don't really make you feel like. Yeah, that's the crazy thing, right? Like, she's like, I get shots in my eyes. I'm like, what the?
You have a needle. That sounds fucking terrifying to me. But
you have to do all of it awake.
You have to be conscious.
I need to be unconscious. There's no total anesthetic for that. I was awake the whole time. I can slightly feel it.
Play the buzzer. Play the buzzer.
During the surgery, I can see like the tools like moving around, and then the laser. I feel like the laser was the most painful one. Something about the laser is just like it's just uncomfortable for me.
So what you did is you essentially got a cyberpunk mod.
Well, no, because his vision's not better.
The low tier, the low tier mod, I guess. You got the low tier mod.
I can see now. At least I can see.
You know, the craziest thing, I think, before all this happened is you messaged me because you got a new graphics card. And you were like, this graphics card is so much. It's like a whole new world. I can see 100% better than ever. It's like a new vision. It was new vision.
So ironic.
It's so ironic.
It's so ironic.
Fuck, man. That's like cosmic.
Yeah, I got a 4070, baby. Let's go.
Man, it's all right. Cruising.
Sorry, Game Awards.
Game Awards.
Game Awards, yeah. I'm not talking about my eyes.
The eyes of the Game Awards. Well, we're just going to give a quick rundown of the winners because that is an easy thing to do starting off. We're just going to go from the bottom and we're going to skip all the esports stuff and content creator stuff. But Iron Mouse won content creator if you're looking for that. I think
Evil lost. Like, what the hell? Evil lost to League? I don't know about that one.
Oh, for esports?
For esports?
Yeah. For the esport event, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Evo did lose to League. I'm not really sure why, because Evo this year was the hypest I think it's been ever.
Street Fighter stage was insane.
It was insane. I thought it was gonna win, and that's what we voted for Evo here. Best multiplayer Baldur's Gate 3, best sim strategy Pikmin 4. We didn't vote for that. Best sports racing game Forza Motorsport. We didn't vote for that, as in we literally don't play racing games. Best family game Super Mario Brothers Wonder, which I did play last week. Actually pretty crazy, pretty good. Best fighting game Street Fighter 6, well deserved.
Thank God. Yeah,
be look so at fucking... that. Look at that nomination.
The list is God of Rock, Mortal Kombat 1, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawls 2, and Pocket Bravery. Some of these you're like, what is Pocket Bravery? Best RPG Baldur's Gate 3. Beating of out course. FF16, Lies of P, I'm sorry, Sea Stars. Don't worry, you got some in Starfield.
I think, in that whole list, there's, at least two truly RPG.
Like actual RPG.
Like actual RPG, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, actual RPG.
Exactly. Best action adventure game went to Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Best action game went to Armored Core 6 Fires of Rubicon. Over Hi-Fi Rush. Reserve. I think the other ones I wouldn't associate too much with action, but innovation and accessibility went to Forza Motorsports. We were kind of thinking maybe like we voted for Marvel's Spider-Man 2, but it could have easily went to like Street Fighter 6 for some of the options that they had in there. But apparently Forza went above and beyond somehow. Resident Evil Village for best AR/VR, best community support, Baldur's Gate 3, best mobile game, Honkai Star Rail.
I didn't care about that.
We thought I think we voted for Monster Hunter Now. We thought, you know, maybe. We thought maybe, you know.
Monopoly on that award.
Apparently Hello Kitty Island Adventure is actually pretty good. Apparently.
You know what? I played it. So my friend, his daughter, like he brought his family to Japan, and his daughters, you know, they're on their iPads all the
time. They're playing on their iPad?
They're 5 years old. And she's like, I'm playing Hello Kitty. It's like it's just Animal Crossing. I was like, what the? It was solid.
But is it good?
It ran fine.
Apparently it's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, the dialogue, everything was simple. I was like, and it's a lot of content in there. So I was like, okay.
Well, it didn't beat Honkai, so.
Can't beat those MiHoYo fans. Best debut indie, Cocoon. Winning over
I was surprised by that. I thought like Pizza Tower was going to win that.
I thought Pizza Tower was going to win simply because they were in the audience. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I don't even or Viewfinder. I think we voted for Viewfinder on that one.
I was so checked out for that category. I was like, I don't know. Like,
but best indie game did go to Sea of Stars, so they were That's able cool. to nab
yeah,
that,
good
which
job.
Is cool.
I heard that it's pretty good. I would buy it.
Sea of Stars?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played it. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Best ongoing games, Cyberpunk 2077.
Ongoing? Yeah, how? In what way ongoing?
I mean, like, I think, like, the update stuff. Like,
yeah, no, like, yeah, yeah. It's good.
And then, like, the DLC.
I agree that it's, like, supported in that way. That's great. But, like, ongoing?
I guess, like, it shouldn't be, like, ongoing.
It was.
It's not
it should
ongoing,
be, like,
no.
community support.
I guess it technically was ongoing, but not in the sense of the rest of the games in this category, which are live services.
Yeah. Like
ongoing,
live service.
You know?
Yeah, that's what
I mean.
Yeah,
I'm just
yeah.
happy that Apex lost, so yeah. I'm happy that Apex lost once again. Every year, Apex will not win that award.
I think they might have won one time for like the launch year.
Probably the first year, yeah.
You know?
The first year it came out, yeah.
The first year.
Games
they
for
still care.
Impact, I cannot say.
A game
I think
that
it's called
I can't
Chia.
Pronounce.
I think it's called Chia. Won that one. Then next up, best performance went to Neil Newbon from Baldur's Gate 3.
Astarion. Yeah, Astarion.
Yep. Best audio design, Hi-Fi Rush, beating out everything because it's a game solely based around audio. Best score in music, we did predict Final Fantasy 16. Soken winning that one. Well,
Soken,
you
know, yeah. Soken's
good
sick,
stuff.
Yeah.
Best art direction, Alan Wake 2. Best narrative, Alan Wake 2. Best game direction, Alan Wake 2. And game of the year, not Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3. There you go.
Hell yeah. I'm going to say that Alan Wake 2 only deserves one of those awards.
Wait. Which one are you contesting on?
Yeah.
The
like,
best art?
Art?
I kind of, like, I think we tried to give it to Hi-Fi Rush.
Yeah.
It could have gone.
I'll give it like something else.
Yeah, probably Hi-Fi Rush. I agree. Probably Hi-Fi Rush should have been better for it.
You know, Hi-Fi Rush, I think Tears of the Kingdom, if it were Breath of the Wild, like that year, and we would have seen it, I think that could have been easily something that would have gone. Super Mario Brothers Wonder looks really good. I mean, it's crazy. It's nice.
I mean, it looks good.
It's a Mario game, but you know.
But I mean, like, all Mario games look good. You know what I mean?
Good.
Like,
they're all simple and basic. But yeah, Alan Wake 2 on that one. You can go either way. Best narrative. I think narrative, from what I've kind of heard, it does deserve that one. And the best game direction is like a toss-up, honestly. It's a toss-up.
I don't know. I don't understand direction. What does direction mean?
It says awarded
for...
I mean game direction.
Oh, game direction.
Game direction, yeah. Awarded for outstanding creative vision and innovation in game design and direction. In game direction, yeah.
I would say like Baldur's Gate should have won that. I don't know.
I did buy Alan Wake 2, so I'm actually kind of curious. I've heard the stuff that it does with the narrative is kind of crazy and if they've somehow managed to kind
of
condense.
I see like some of those like live action sequence in Alan Wake 2. Maybe it's because of that.
Maybe yeah, the blend between
it could have been like how it's stitched together,
I think that definitely could be it. Apparently, the musical, which they did like a musical number on stage for the performance. And
I like the game? Performance though. Yeah.
No, apparently it's in the game. Apparently, there's one in the game.
It is in the game
somehow. I don't know, so it's kind of like
I thought it was a horror game. Like,
yeah, right. It's a horror game, but or it's a game that is simply a horror game because it's written as a horror novel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll probably get it someday.
I'll probably never fucking play it.
I'm all for it. I'm looking forward to it. But I mean, so
I think I have a copy on my like Xbox 360 for some reason because it came with my 360 when I bought it, and then I was like, oh, I'll get.
Oh,
it.
I played Alan Wake 1. I haven't played.
Yeah, I never got onto it. Yeah.
Yeah, I just finished.
I played Control. Control was good too.
Control is good. Control is good. Yeah.
So I guess the best way to think of it, it's like Control plus plus. Like whatever they did in Control, just level that up more. And put more craziness in it, and that's
Control did have like weird narrative stuff. Like I need to see.
So well, I'll probably end up playing it next year. But yeah, I mean, so in terms of watching the Game Awards, did we all watch it or
nope?
I watched it with my friends.
I was sleeping.
Dude, there's like some moment like I feel like them, like the way they treat like. A game developer is like really, I don't know, it's like kind of disrespectful.
Uh-huh.
That the winner like only have like 30 seconds to make
it's
a
like,
speech.
It's like one,
then, like,
it's like 1 minute, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the celebrity is like 5 minutes of like unfunny jokes. Like, come on, dude. You know better.
So, I mean, that's, I think the kind of takeaway for a lot of the internet that in terms of like Twitter and stuff, like I didn't see anything immediately after it, but you know, I watched it that Saturday. Usually me and Ahead will watch it on stream together. And this year it was like, what, 3.5, 2 hours? Oh, it's like 2.5 to 3.5 hours. It was long.
Was it on Saturday or Friday for us?
It was Friday.
It's a Friday for
morning
us.
For us, 9:30 to like
Friday morning,
2 p.m. or some crazy
time.
Yeah,
I was definitely just not paying attention to it.
And so like for me, I was watching it and you know, it felt my kind of opinion is it felt the same as all the years, but I did notice that the music played earlier when people were talking. And I thought it was for me, it didn't hit me the same way because I thought at first it was like, okay, last year Christopher Judge took a long time on his speech. I get it. Maybe this year
joke about that this year.
They did.
But then they keep continuing doing it to other people. I was like, damn.
Yeah, really? Yeah. And it was one of those things where I ended up noticing it in a very strange way because I thought, okay, they're playing the music. Maybe this music is just saying, here, you have like 30 more, 40 more, 50 more seconds and just, you know, we're going to play it low because that makes sense, right? Okay, you have like some silence while they're talking and then you kind of play X amount of time of that music in the background, low. Lowly in the background. The music was not low in the background. It was sometimes like just as loud as they were.
And also like there's a projection that say please wrap it up.
Yeah, it says please wrap it up. Yeah. It's like a big ass sign. Yeah.
And the reason you knew it wasn't the wrap up, it was the wrap up music, but not the get off the stage music. The get off the stage music happens after that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like some weird dubstep music.
Oh.
It's a completely different thing. So that's why I was like, what the Jeff, maybe change that music and maybe put them like throw the stuff lower. And then it got me because, a lot of the devs that were speaking a lot, I'm going to say probably there was only five. And I'm going to be real with everyone. I think, and hey, you can back me up or if you notice this, wasn't it just about the same amount of people getting on stage this year as last year?
What do you mean?
In terms
of
accepting
awards that they actually
accepting
accepted,
awards,
instead of blazing over real fast.
Oh yeah. It's like pretty fast. Like even with the people with translator, are like really fast. It's just like they wrap it up really quick. I think they did have like notice beforehand that it's gonna be just 30 seconds of speech.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. Like, dude, did they tell people ahead of time, like, hey, when you get up, you only have...
They did that.
No, it doesn't
there
seem
was
like it.
No, there was a notice that said that if the Jeff Keighley sent notice to like game developer that the speech are gonna be like 30 second to 45 second, and then if you need translator, please inform us beforehand or something like that.
Have you ever tried to give a speech? Have you ever tried to give a speech that's less than a minute? Because it's really hard.
It's really hard.
Because I don't know if you guys ever presented or anything. Like, you go up and just be like, hi, what's up? Like, my name is, or thank you. Like, that's just already like 30 seconds. Just saying that is 30 seconds.
Yeah. By the time you get on the stage, it's like game of the year.
Adventure. I'm going to go up and say, I'm going to thank my mom, my dad, my team, my whole team. Okay, thank you.
That's all you really have. I will say this, though. I can say that, like, it's never been a thing in the past in terms of, I really do feel like as many devs or like as many people accepting the awards this year were probably around the same as last year. However, that music didn't play. Like, what got people off the stage before for Elden Ring or anything like that? Some kid on a stage, whatever. But even then, the speech kept going. Like, the Game of the Year thing was, I felt like it had time to breathe, at least the very last one. Yeah. And
like, come on, it's like literally Game of the Year. At least give them some time.
Let's give them some time. I think the best speech that at least was able to happen was, you know, Neil Newbaum. Man, that speech almost had a tear right there. Like, when he was, like, getting off the stage, you know, he was just saying, like, yo, you know, thanks to the fans. And, you know, this game made a lot of people be seen who didn't feel seen during a time. And I was like, his speech was so concise, but so good. And then the music came on and I was like, don't turn. And they turned it up loud, too, at that point. I was like, man. And then there was just something weird about the fact that there were so many trailers.
There was a lot of trailers, but I don't know if it's like more trailers than last year or the same amount of trailers.
It felt like it because I kept thinking to myself, if you were in the audience, like if you're in the audience for like the Grammys or the Oscars or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're looking at the stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For this show, there's a big stage, but every time Jeff was speaking, he was on that stage to the side where like if you're watching the stream, you see him. Even like the Muppet bit with Gonzo. It wasn't on the main stage. The main stage was only used for the performances and maybe one or like in the awards. That was it. So most of the time, the people in the audience were just looking at trailers on the main stage and I guess the ads for the trailers. I don't really know what happens in that time, but yeah. So I'm like, even if you were to go to this show, I don't know if it's interesting or fun to watch.
Gonzo have longer segment AG Aonuma. That's crazy.
I think Aonuma, he came up there with a piece of paper. His speech was actually already written. And it was a very much standard kind of acceptance speech, like thank you to the team, thank you to the fans, thank you to this. His actually seemed like there wasn't anything else he needed to say, but apparently I think the story was saying that there was something else maybe he was gonna say or thank, but his was actually the most he was prepared. That's all I'll say.
He probably like timed it out. Is prepared precisely to be like a minute long.
He was prepared, and I guess
I
guess the thing is because it was so prepared. You know, like when From got up there, you know, it felt more natural. It just because they didn't have a speech. He literally took out a sheet of paper, like a little small sheet of paper, unfolded it, and then read off.
Yeah.
So it just felt like, you know, like he did what he had to do. So that was the biggest quote thing that kind of came out of the Game Awards this year. Some people feel a little bit burned by them. They're like, you know, man, forget the Game Awards. I don't know. Did you guys feel the same way? Do you feel like, or were you already at that stage? Like, man,
fired. I'm not going to lie. Some of the announcement. Hell yeah. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think here's the thing about the awards is like, I think a lot of us, because we're gamers and we're not devs or anything, is like we get really excited about the trailers and the announcements.
Yeah.
Like we love the trailers and the stuff that gets announced.
Yeah.
But when it comes to an actual like award show, the Game Awards is lacking in a lot of places. Like, number one, just having more time for speeches would be great, mm-hmm. right? And just the fact that I think they're like caught between two different places, because like they want to, you know, let these good devs talk, but because they have so many announcements to go through and the show is like timed kind of.
Yeah.
They like they have to be like, oh, we have X amount of minutes of trailer. We know we have this much trailers. Trailers yeah. can't get sped up or cut or short or anything like that. So like, what else can you cut short? Oh, the speeches, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what happens. And yeah. I don't know. Like, I love the announcements, but if you wanted a proper award show where you can thank devs, it's probably not Game Awards, honestly.
That is true. I mean, we do have DICE, we do have BAFTA, we did have the Golden Joysticks right before this. You know, those all kind of come before. And those are more, I would say, you know, Golden Joysticks is, you know, voted for by, you know, all the people, like general public, I mean. But in terms of, you know, BAFTA and DICE, those are awards by
That's like the legit
peers.
Awards, yeah. 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 Like, I don't think they stream those at all, right?
I feel like, I think DICE sometimes used to be streamed.
Sometimes DICE, but definitely yeah. not BAFTA. And there's yeah, no trailers at BAFTA. There's none of that. It's just straight up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because
I
think...
It's like very serious business. And that's, I think, maybe we should focus on that to be like our Oscars, if that makes any sense, right?
And this is our E3.
This would be like our MTV Choice Awards or something like that. You know, like our fun awards kind of thing. Yeah.
You know, that wouldn't be bad. I mean, because honestly, the actual performances, I thought that they were really, really nice. I enjoyed the weird yep. Hellblade performance. But yeah, the Alan Wake thing was cool. The Gonzo little skit, that was really funny. And yeah, I think like for those moments, and of course like the very end, the orchestra playing the, you know, the usual melody.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
Flute guy, bro. We yeah. need to make sure yeah. we say flute guy did yeah. four flutes in some weird thing I've never seen before.
Like, that's like some weird shit that I was, what the hell is that?
The one where he was standing up like this.
Like possessed by a Greek god of music. Yeah.
That's a hunting horn from Monster Hunter.
Yes, yeah. It was a hunting horn. Like, it was yeah, almost yeah, as tall as him. And I'm like, there's no way this is a flute, right? In the funny. Flute category. Yeah. What is this?
That's the hunting horn. That's because like Monster Hunter Wild got revealed Wilds, before yeah. that. And that's like a reference to that, probably.
Like, so, hell yeah. Yeah, we can hop on into the announcements, unless you guys have anything else that you might have remembered from the show, of course. Chris,
I mean, like,
Judge.
I think the question going forward is just, like, where does Game Awards draw the line? Like, do we go more trailers? Do we go less trailers next year? Like, you know, how they have to straddle this weird-ass, like, thanking the devs thing, like legitimate Game Awards, but also being a media machine where people get
also like maybe like devs should have like another show, maybe like 2 days show, like day one
can
is
he...
like the all the trailers up,
yeah,
and then day two is like the
actual
game
awards,
award.
Right?
Yeah, the actual
that would
award.
Be
maybe
that,
sprinkle
that works,
in
that
some like award in like day one, like some like Gamer of the Year or something,
or yeah, like esports
yeah,
team
like,
or whatever.
Well,
the yeah.
well,
yeah.
here's
yeah.
the thing. Remember, they do the they don't call it a pre-show, but they do the 30-minute segment beforehand.
Yeah.
And this
maybe
time,
they
just do the trailers
like,
then.
That.
Yeah, just do the trailers then. Yeah.
They have.
I know that like maybe like day two is not gonna have much fewer, but I feel mm-hmm. like the dev will be have much more time to like get their flower. I mean,
yeah.
But maybe that's
just,
the solution.
I just really think like yeah, if they want to do both, they have to do kind of both properly, right? Like, don't squeeze in your trailers in
exactly.
the same time. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Because they have trailers in those 30-minute
exactly, yeah, they're
in
like
that 30-minute thing.
It's like, whoa, exclusive reveal. I'm like, oh, cool.
Like, yeah, that, and that's the one that people aren't typically looking at as much. They expect, right? It's like the quote-unquote pre-show thing. But that would be a perfect time. That's where they do all the esports awards, essentially all the minor
yeah.
kind of awards. But yeah, if you think about it, if they just want to just, hey, you know, here are the awards. I guess either way. You kind of end up in this chicken and the egg thing a little bit, right? People are watching for the trailers, and you want them to stay for the awards.
So you have to pepper them in. You have the fucking
yeah,
YouTube,
you have
like you, YouTube algorithm that gave that shit, right? Or like, people are going to drop off. How do we keep their attention here?
Honestly, like, less trailers, because I don't think he can do another day Because we have to remember,
maybe like instead of like multiple like a teaser, maybe like one big trailer for each category. Maybe that. I don't know.
Yeah. Or how about, this might be crazy, but how about we reduce our categories a little bit? Like,
no, I mean, I think some people have kind of, some of these you actually do notice there's not enough games to sometimes fill the categories.
Like when Sifu was nominated for fighting game last year, I was like, what the fuck?
Fighting game of the year.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
Because, yeah, I mean, he does, so he does the Summer Game Award stuff. He does this thing. He does the Gamescom show. He does three shows a year himself.
Jeff Keighley's an actual robot. He's not even human,
He's doing like three shows, and in between that, he's going around meeting people and getting stuff signed up for the next year. But I, you know what? I think if the announcements are good, we can just have less trailers.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
I'm totally fine with that. Spread it out to like.
You mean
your
just straight up
shows.
Just like, hey, we're working on Monster Hunter and we'll get a trailer to you like in a month or something like that. Would you be happy with that or do you want a trailer now?
Okay, for Monster Hunter, I want a trailer now. but
for the games I don't give a shit about.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of let's just run over the list really quick of announcements. There were a lot of games announced, 20 something.
Sure, yeah.
Kind of games I think were announced. We had going for kind of like whatever is on IGN right now. We had, of course, Monster Hunter Wilds at the very end of the show. We had Kojima. Kojima had the longest time on stage. Anybody with OD. He was OD. Yeah, like, he was
Jeff,
OD.
Jeff Keighley is in love with Kojima.
Oh, and Jordan Peele was in love with him too. He said, this man Peele, is an icon.
Is Jeff Keighley
genius.
Is he in Death Stranding?
He is. Yeah,
Jeff Keighley.
He was in the reveal. He was one of the trailer, dude.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, you're right. Yeah, he was. Yeah.
I remember that Conan is in it too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he is. That's so fucking weird. That's so weird.
There's the free God of War DLC for Ragnarok that's out tomorrow, I believe. Which is a roguelite. We had Marvel's Blade, which was announced with all these things outside.
Is that the Dishonored team? I forget.
That is the Dishonored.
Yeah, it's the Arcane.
Yeah. Arcane, okay, yeah,
Leon.
Cool.
This is the Dishonored.
Yeah. They are trying to revenge for the what's the game? Redfall. Is there Redfall?
Revenge? No, so when this trailer came up on the screen, I thought it was Redfall. DLC.
I thought it was Redfall DLC.
It's just
gonna
all
be like
a bunch of crosses. I'm like, oh, shoot, I can't believe.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in a way, I did read an article and I didn't notice this. Like, yeah, Microsoft came out pretty big in this show, coming out with, you know, Blade. That's standalone theirs only. Sega came out and announced five games. Sega was on crack.
Five. There's more.
It's five. And more. You know.
Hopefully, Sakura Wars for PC. I need that game.
Oh, so much. I forgot about that, man. Yeah.
Virtual Fighter. We got PSO. Fantasy Star.
Did they announce Virtual Fighter? I thought it's like Double Dragon.
It's not, but who knows? Like in the and more could be anything. Yeah, you know.
Wait, were you talking about Sega still?
We're still talking about Sega. Like.
Crazy Taxi.
That's Streets of Rage. They said Streets of Rage. Golden Axe, Shinobi, Crazy Taxi, and Jet Set.
Those are the five games. They said over the next several years.
I thought it was 1 year, actually.
No, they just said over the next several years, this is what they have in dev. Yeah. So who knows what else they're going to do. We know Virtual Fighter is coming, at least. And... yeah, PS, whether to do some Fantasy Star. I mean, who knows? It's kind
of
crazy.
I'm
kind
of surprised that Streets of Rage is going 3D again, or for the first time, rather. Like, they did Streets of Rage 4 like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Which
and that was like
very well received.
It was 2D. Yeah, you're right. It was just full on 2D.
They're reviving Golden Axe.
Golden Axe, yeah. I mean, Golden Axe is pretty interesting. And Shinobi, for that matter. But
they're doing them in like these newer kind of styles that kind of remind me of, you know, like when we got Bionic Commando and.
Yeah, it was all fucked up. Yeah.
Strider. Yeah, yeah.
I remember that Bionic Commando. It was on MPC3. Like, who the hell is this dude?
The hot dog arm. Yeah.
But
Jet Set looks like Jet Set though, right?
They
it was
are.
His wife.
Okay, his, wait, yeah. Joe said was his wife? What?
No. The Bionic Commando, the new latest one, the arm is his wife or something. I remember the game being that crazy.
Like, oh, I didn't play the game, so I had no fucking idea. I didn't know. But yeah, those Jet Set looks like Jet Set, so that's good.
All of them are essentially, at least what they look like when people kind of broke them down, from what I saw was, like, they're the original games, essentially, like, the location-wise, they are, like, essentially remaking or remastering, who knows which one, the first games.
They did say that they were thanking Sonic, Persona, and Yakuza for carrying the company during the
time. Those games
at the
very
end of this, I was like, so I guess Sonic and crew made enough money for them to do some, to just go back into, because like the energy that they had for this trailer was, honestly, it was like, yo, we back. We're back. Sega's back.
We're back.
Everyone's like, oh.
What if they announce a new console, dude? That would be crazy.
The Dreamcast 2. All five games exclusive Dreamcast 2.
Dreamcast Switch.
I mean, hopefully all these games are, you know, they hit a nice price tag, $20, or they, you know, $20, yeah, $30.
They said they want to go back to like their rebellious early
they're
year.
What if they bring back the
logo? Not the logo, the motto. Sega does for the
Nintendo. Sega does what Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo.
Everyone else would go
bankrupt.
If they would, Sonic and Mario at the Olympics is done. It's done.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Sonic is not gonna get invited again.
The finals had launched officially. Stuff is happening with that. No Man's Sky, Hello Games. They announced their newest game that'll be coming out sometime one day.
Oh, that's a game that like makes me fall in love with gaming again. Dragon
Light,
Ball
no fire?
Sparking Zero.
Oh, Dragon yes, Ball Sparking Zero. Yes, it looks good.
Hold on. Let me go down the list.
Video game is back, baby.
Yeah.
Kids, calm down. Don't make me play the air horn.
Oh, good, dude. Yeah.
We had Final Fantasy 16 DLC for...
And
there's two DLCs.
And Apex collab.
Yeah.
Which...
That is so crazy, dude. Because when Horizon Voice like start playing, I was like, that sounds like Horizon from Apex. Horizon from Apex.
But did you see the I mean, obviously, no, the costumes. Oh my gosh, no. Just no.
Oh,
I,
no. No.
Aerith and Tifa, no.
Only Crypto and Raid looks decent.
Horizon looks horrible.
I hate
it's so bad. I want to know how it happened. You know what I mean? Like, why?
Why? How?
Yeah, not how the Buster Sword.
How the hell did they get it?
I want to say like more than how. I just want to know why.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious. I can't remember, but does Square do the promotion for Apex here in Japan?
I think EA does the promotion for Apex in Japan.
Does EA? I don't know because. So Activision Blizzard recently, within the past couple of years, actually has an office here, but they used to go through whatever Square. Other dev to
okay.
So I'm wondering like if
Square used to they published the Call of Duty a label called Extreme Edges. So Activision would just basically have Square publish the game for them under Square's own label in Japan. And a long time ago, probably only Trix remembers this, but in the early 2000s, Square and EA had a partnership where, because Chrono Cross actually in the US was published under Square EA, believe it or not. So they had a little bit of partnership, but that was way back 20 years ago. I don't think that thing still exists, so I don't know why.
I mean, Apex is big here still, so maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe something, but I do think what it does open the door for in terms of Apex is one of my friends was like, is this going to be an heirloom? And I'm like, I don't think this is an heirloom. I think this is just you buy it or you
I
get it and everyone can, but like everyone you, can, you can use it for
you
any
just can't
character.
Buy it? You have to fucking loot box for the Buster Sword?
No, we don't know how it goes. But...
I hope it's like a heirloom weapon. Like you can find it in the map and use it. That's like my wish, but knowing Epic is gonna be a cosmetic instead.
It's probably cosmetic, yeah.
It's cosmetic for like Crypto heirloom.
I don't.
He have a sword.
He does have a sword.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
But I am curious if this will be the first step they venture into. This is an heirloom that you get, but you can use it for any legend.
So, like, it's cross-legend?
It's cross-legend.
Kind of like a gun skin kind of thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, basically, it means that they'll be adding more of these as they go. It's another revenue source for them, right?
Ares Horizon looks so fun.
It looks bad. I'm not showing it on screen. It's that bad. It's that bad. Yeah. Rise of the Ronin, the Koei Tecmo game.
That game looks good.
Yeah.
Saw it. It's coming out in March.
Yeah.
All right. Can we talk about Sparking Zero some more, though? Because that game looks good.
That game looks stupid. It looks like a darn Dragon Ball Z game that you saw. Let me just put this on this. Okay, okay. Hold up. Excuse me. So, for all of y'all fools that got fooled by Jump Force the first time, you may not talk about this.
Yeah, but it looks way better than Jump Force.
Oh yeah, do you not remember that Jump Force looked good? Yeah,
I mean,
looks bad. I'm not gonna lie.
You weren't happy about all the sparks flying
Jump
off.
Jump Force gameplay is good to play though. I played it. The combat is fine. Just everything around that game, like the lobby system.
If I told you this is Spike Chunsoft and it's the same people, are you now still happy? There you go.
I believe in Budokai Tenkaichi. I believe in dude, listen to me first. I believe in Budokai Tenkaichi. I feel like they have like 5 years development on this.
Yeah.
And they did take budget from like Dragon Ball Dokkan Battle.
Or what's that shit game? What's that bad game? That bad Dragon Ball game that came out like 2 years ago.
That one, yeah, it's probably.
Well,
Are
you talking about the multiplayer, the Dead by Daylight one?
Yeah, that one. What's it called?
Breaker.
Breakers. The Breakers.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, that's how much I remember that one, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, this game looks so good. They have Bergamo. What the hell?
I'm gonna let y'all hang yourselves on this. I can say the game does look. It looks like a
modern Tenkaichi game. Yeah.
No, it looks really like really close game. To the Tenkaichi, actual yeah. films. Like the way that everything is.
Yeah, it doesn't look like
the animation and color.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look like Xenoverse. Yeah. Like,
Xenoverse 2, in my opinion, looks bad. I'm not gonna lie. Like Fighters looks good.
Didn't that game?
Fighters
looks good,
yeah.
good, and then this looks good.
Didn't
have you
Xenoverse
played a Tenkaichi
like
game?
Have I played a Tenkaichi game on the PS2? Yes, but not after that.
Man,
not
you should.
After that.
They're good.
I think
yeah.
there's only like three, right? Three.
There's three.
Like,
yeah,
no,
there's
just
three.
Like Ultimate Tenkaichi for the Xbox.
And then there's the there's Sparking, and then there was Sparking, and now
yeah,
this is Sparking
that,
Zero.
Those ones were bad. But Budokai Tenkaichi is back, baby. I heard that the game is called Sparking something in Japan, like this
Sparking
is the
Zero.
First
this
is like a dragon. How they changed the name to become the same as Japan.
Oh, to become the same.
Oh,
both.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah
okay.
that's what it is.
Yeah, because
yeah.
I was kind of curious because it does actually in the trailer it does start off and it says Budokai Tenkaichi 4.
Yeah,
it does say that, and then so I will say graphically it looks great. It'll probably
as long as they bring back the Beam Clash, I'm good.
Oh, that was fun, huh? Beam Clash was fun. Yeah, Beam Clash was fun. Yeah.
Ready to press that button forever.
Yeah.
Or the rock paper. There was like rock paper scissors games too, wasn't there? If I remember.
In Tenkaichi,
like
early on.
Like,
there's like Raging Blast or something.
So we'll see how this game does when it comes out sometime. I don't think it actually got a date at the end of it. I'm looking at the trailer now.
Hopefully, it's like 2024.
Yeah, there's no date. It just says wishlist now, so hopefully 2024. That makes sense.
They did say it's gonna be like they're gonna have like historic roster. I don't know what
they had 50 something characters in the previous roster, didn't they?
It's probably like every single Dragon Ball character. Yeah.
Can we not have the mob people in there, please?
the rando character number two.
I want like all the weird. I want the movie. I want the bad villains that are only in the movies, like fucking Frieza's brother, Cooler.
They had those. That's the thing. They have those.
They got a Turles, dude.
Oh yeah, I want all the weird fucking movie characters. You know what I mean? Like
We'll see how deep they actually go.
They have to include like Arale again, and then like Devilman or something. I remember it having like in Tenkaichi 3.
I'm just gonna cross my fingers and hope the game is actually good for the good for its price. There we go. Good
I'm
for
sure
its price.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure it'll be fine.
No, as long as it's fun. Like as long as it's fun, I don't care about like anything else.
It'll be fine. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. But yeah. What are the other big
save
announcements?
The sound clip.
It'll be fine. What are the other big ones we have? Atlas, right?
Atlas doing well. That was we saw more of the.
It was a trailer. It was like a full trailer.
So what was? Oh. I had a question about the Refantissimo metaphor. Uh-huh.
Sure.
Why did it look? Yeah. Why did it look so low res? Something weird.
This looks like a Switch game.
Why did? I'm trying to. Let me pull up a trailer of this because this junk, for whatever reason, it just didn't look the way it.
Maybe the trailer.
Yeah,
was
it doesn't look correct.
It was probably just the trailer itself. Maybe.
I will say, look, there's some like gameplay in that stuff. Like I understand, I don't understand. There's like some action stuff.
It's an action,
looks
action
into,
RPG.
Like,
there's an
and then
action
they turn to turn-based. I don't understand that.
Yeah, there was a
maybe
an
like
action
for weaker enemy
that
maybe
did
for
go
like weaker enemy
it.
You can like beat with like an attack.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know, or maybe
and
it's
then,
kind
like,
of like
stronger
a
one.
It could be maybe it's a dual system where it's like you can either command troops or you can fight yourself.
Or you can
whatever.
Fight yourself,
I don't know.
Kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the trailer for it. There was, I just
the
realized.
I'm sure it'll be pretty interesting. Yeah. I think it said end of 2024.
End of
right?
2024. Well, I want to say.
Yeah, it's
is
about.
Is this made like by Atlas or not? Because
it's
like,
Atlas.
This,
Atlas.
This,
so
oh,
this,
okay, never mind,
this
okay.
is the Persona team.
It's
like,
Persona.
This is,
yeah.
This is the main
but
Persona
this is
team.
Not,
so
this is not Megami Tensei, but the spell is still like Zio Magadai.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
like,
yeah. It's the same.
Yeah.
I think if this was. If this was back in the early 2000s, it probably would have released under SMT.
That's what it feels like, right? It kind of
because like Persona when it came out in the US, they released it under
it's
SMT.
Like,
yeah,
it was like Raido Kuzunoha.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, let's just put it under this game that we already put out, and then it's not actually SMT. So that's close enough. It's the same team after all.
But yeah, so that's coming.
Black Myth Wukong finally get a release.
Yeah.
Date.
August was that's it August exciting. 20th or something next year? So that's
yeah.
I'm excited for that. As long as they nail the if they nail the combat like Liza P nailed its combat, I'm it's done. It's done for me. That's already
some of the playtest stuff like there's no impact to the strike. I need to see some like impact from the strike before
like,
getting
like
this game.
Camera shake or something.
No, like you know the enemy doesn't react. To like an attack.
There's no like visual. Like, there's like visual hit feedback.
No, like, yeah. Basically that.
Which I think we
Elden
kind of...
Ring, like all those games have that.
Yeah, they kind of recoil. Enemies kind of recoil a bit, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd kind of been seeing that in some of the like the that last gameplay thing. And I forgot what other game that felt like that to me. When I played it, it just doesn't leave a good. Feel and
it feels
like,
bad, right?
Yeah, it feels
bad.
Bad. Like,
yeah,
you feel like you're just hitting.
Yeah, I think like players want or need like a good visual feedback that they're landing hits, kind of thing.
Especially with a lot of the way this is going, is it's still kind of like a Souls game, but kind of like a little bit faster paces from what it keeps seeing, like God of War or something. So it's I'm really interested in the lore. And how they're presenting it, I don't think we've had a Journey to the West
Journey to the West adaptation, yeah.
Yeah, adaptation, especially with.
Haven't we had one before? We had one before, right?
What is that like futuristic one? Like something.
Something Journey. Something
like
Journey.
From Xbox, I think.
It Journey. Was
like Odyssey something.
It's actually called
that was
Journey
that Odyssey.
To the West.
It was called Odyssey. Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
We've had a couple, I guess, in that terms. Fudge. It's made by Ninja. There's one made by Ninja Theory.
By Ninja Theory, you're right, yeah.
Enslaved. That's what it's called.
That was
Enslaved.
It.
Oh,
that
was, yeah.
And this that one did have a like the futuristic stuff with the actual Monkey King kind of thing. Asura's Wrath. I guess,
that was Journey to the West,
technically,
really?
Was Asura's Wrath kind of sort of? He does have a little bit of I see he just has this was it? I don't know.
He does kind of look like,
I don't think so. I don't think there's like some like Journey to the West stuff in the service run. I can't remember that.
Because well, I'm actually kind of it, but... like I'm actually curious. They've said for this game, this is the first in X amount of stories That's why it's called Black Myth.
Also, Sega. That's a franchise that you need to revive. Asura's Wrath. Give me Asura's Wrath too.
just give you the first. Would you want just a remake of Asura's Wrath, or would you want the actual a sequel to it?
I want a gritty reboot.
Maybe, what is it? I don't know, dude. Maybe a remake. They have a Street Fighter DLC. It was sick.
I remember that.
That DLC is the only DLC I've ever played that redeemed a whole game for me. Dang, that DLC was fire.
You didn't like Asura's Wrath?
I mean, would you like the cutscene game? It was fine. Like, I have a friend who loved every bit of it, and I was like, the more it went, the more I was like, okay, you know, I enjoyed it, but that DLC was fine.
Okay, Asura's Wrath was developed by CyberConnect 2, so. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god, CyberConnect. So we need someone.
They gotta stop making Naruto. No, they made a they made a Demon Slayer game.
They made Kimetsu no Yaiba.
Yeah, they did Kimetsu. Yeah.
And they finally, I think we don't have to worry about the Naruto anymore because that's because
Naruto died.
Well, no, they made the last one, Naruto to Boruto something ultimate, Storm something
that's
something.
That'll be the last one. Wink. That'll be the last one. Wink. Yeah.
I don't know if anyone had any other, because
Make-A-Break looks fun.
I think the Make-A-Break looks, I couldn't tell if it looked a little janky or not, but
it's more anime, armor core.
Oh, who makes this?
A least realistic one. I don't know.
Amazing Sea Sun, apparently.
This is one of those,
Have you heard of
this? People were concerned that it was gonna be like only battle royale, but that's like 6 versus 6 mode. They did confirm that.
Is it like the single player? Also, like a
it's not campaign. I think, is it campaign? I don't know.
I don't know. It definitely reminded me of like a bullet hell shooter too, like a 3D bullet hell at one point too. Mm. And I was just like, but I guess, you know, you can customize if you're in the mood for more mecha action, which is
shit. No, that was fun, dude. Fun. You know, Tricks, what's that game in Japanese arcade? It's Border Break, Gundam, right?
Oh, Border Break. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, this is probably like what could be Border Break for the rest of the world, kind of thing. Yeah.
I honestly, now you mention it, it feels like it could be on an arcade here, like an arcade release. Yeah.
Border Break is a Japanese arcade game that's played with keyboard and mouse, believe it or not. And it's like a mecha, it's a multiplayer mecha fighter that was pretty big like 10 years ago. Ever since, but I think it died out just because Japanese arcades kind of got smaller, especially during the pandemic. Yeah. But yeah, Border Break was a big deal for a bit. And this kind of reminds me of, it's like faster and there's like a lot of air combat, but yeah.
Definitely doing a lot of transformation. When is this coming out? Is this a 2024 or 2020? Closed alpha test coming soon.
They only say like closed alpha, yeah.
Okay.
But probably, is it safe to assume that everything that was announced aside from Monster Hunter is coming out in the next 13 months?
No.
Oh, they did confirm Monster Hunter going to be like 2010.
2025.
Like,
2025.
There's a chunk of 2025 things, and then there's a lot of things that are crammed into January through March 2024.
Okay,
there's gonna be some delay.
For sure. But Monster Hunter is 2025, right? And, yeah. Oh, I guess some of the Sega stuff might be 2025 and onwards, right?
Yeah, it's 2024 or 2025.
We're probably not gonna see until like 2026, if I'm gonna be honest. Maybe like Jetset Radio, so like next year.
That'd be hopefully nuts. Yeah, we got Jetset next year, man. That'd be crazy. Yeah.
Like Monster Hunter Wild trailer start playing, I immediately realized it's Monster Hunter when I see the sword. Sword. Like,
okay, yeah, I saw the sword. At first, I was like, "The heck is this thing?" And I saw you see the sword. And,
yeah, what the hell is this?
Yeah, we can just hop on into Monster Hunter real quick. When you see the sword, that's when you finally know because I was like, "What
I thought
is
it was
this
like
wildlife?"
Final Fantasy at first, dude, because I thought that's a chocobo. Like,
have we seen those creatures before? Because I was trying.
I don't think so. I think this is like a new. This is like a Palamute, like a new Palamute.
Oh, yeah, not the Palamute, but just like the other just wildlife that was out there,
the one
right?
chasing you? Yeah, I don't think so.
Like the small stuff when they start out, I was like, I don't think we've seen these. So that's why I was thrown off, like, what game is this? But yeah, when you see the sword, you immediately know. It's really cool that the new kind of Palamute thing, you can kind of glide. Yeah, you can glide. Yeah. Like on the Switch, you know, you can just, I'm trying not to say Switch or on the fly.
You can is change. This game gonna be on Switch?
It is.
No, it's not. It's not.
Okay. Next the Switch gen... gonna explode. Like
Switch.
Switch gonna explode.
Yeah. No. PS5, Xbox, and PC.
Yeah. And they said we'll find out more about it. The next time we'll find out more about it is gonna be summer 2024.
That means
it's
you know what?
Be in the 20 years.
You know what? That means this will be a TGS next year.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Potentially, yeah.
Well, there's no way it won't. There's no fucking way it won't be a TGS, right?
It's releasing in 2025, but they didn't give a date. So if it's it could be winter 2025, like Q4. We don't.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, like, it'll probably be like they'll have a trailer or have a booth at TGS. There's no way they won't.
Yeah, they'll have a booth.
There's no way.
Right now, all we have is Dragon's Dogma and Pragmata somewhere lost in the ether in space somewhere. Pragmata.
Dragon's Dogma is $70 for me, by the way. I don't know if I can get it.
I think it's 100 Canadian. Let me double check.
It's
100 Canadian. Yeah, it's 95 Canadian dollars.
And we know there's no Devil May Cry on the horizon. Since,
not that we know of, but
since Homeboy, who Wood Helmet is working on Dragon's Dogma. That's his thing. So. I'm kind of curious what they're going to do to fill it in. I assume another Resident Evil. It's about time for
whatever. Do you think they're going to remake 5?
I think so, the end of
4, we do have Wesker.
Didn't they straight up just say like, yeah, we're making more remakes? Didn't they say that?
They did say that. I remember like a tweet about that.
Yeah, they were just like, we're making more games. We're making more remakes. So 5 in the case, right?
Yeah. I believe we do get 5.
They need to remake 6. They need to remake 6.
Like completely remake it. Like FF7 style remake it.
I had fun though with that game. I'm not going to lie.
6 was fun, but I kind of hope that they don't. I don't know.
This is like Gears of War, basically.
Yeah. It was like a shooter, right?
Yeah.
But... I think the cool
it's
thing
like
about
campaign.
Rise, or not Rise, but Wilds. Well, there's two interesting things. One, it's still MHW, but it's not Monster Hunter World 2. It's not World.
It's called Wild. Wild. You're right. MHW, Wild. Right? So we have, what do we call it? MHWI?
I like...
That's so annoying. So annoying.
But we also have the fact that there's like... I think this time, you know, last time they've been focusing on how the creatures fight between themselves and then how you can kind of use those against each other. You see that still in the trailer, but now you start seeing that weather conditions will change.
Change
on the fly, it seems. And that stuff can maybe be used against monsters. Like that's going to be cool. So we're really going in on this. I mean, we're Monster Hunter fans here, so. There's nothing else. I'm sure some person has broken this thing down.
Visions of Mana. Did you see the trailer?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Mana getting... I felt like for that trailer, they actually have... That game has budget.
It looks good, actually.
Does it not like just make you go, oh, it has budget now?
Yeah, no,
Mana,
it looks good.
Mana has budget now.
Mana
has budget now. That was the biggest thing I got from it.
It's like Square is just like, shit, let's like try to make this a good game.
Loading the trailer for this. I guess I'm loading the trailer for this.
I'll probably get it.
It looks good. Honestly, it actually does look good.
Yeah.
So Visions of Mana, and this I assume is coming out next year. Is this
2024.
Year
yeah.
2024. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one does look good.
On fucking PS4, believe it or not. Okay. As well. Not only on PS4, but as PS4 as well.
Yeah, but you know when it does that, you know what, you know.
It looks like
shit. I mean, it's not like this game is requiring a lot to kind of do what it needs to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'd hope not.
It just looks like really solid. So.
Yeah, it looks good.
Anything else for anyone?
PS4 is discontinued in Japan.
Oh, the PS4 is discontinued? Oh.
Yep.
Oh
damn.
Hellblade 2 getting shown more gameplay.
Still no Dragon Quest 12.
Oh shit. Or Dragon Quest 12 or Dragon Quest 3 for that matter, the remake.
Dragon Quest 3 remake.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
What the fuck is Square doing? Yeah, what is Square doing?
Oh man.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess they still have...
They're focusing up on, like, Rebirth right now.
They still have, yeah, they still have Rebirth.
And Visions of Mana.
And Visions of Mana. I think maybe the sign that we saw Visions of Mana instead of a Dragon Quest, maybe that does mean something.
I can understand, creatively, maybe they're stuck in a rut for 12. Sure, I can kind of get that. But for 3, you already have the story. Like, you know, what's going on with the remake? Because all they have to do is... Well, I mean, I don't want to say... all you have to do, but they're doing a ground up remake of it, but creatively the game is set, right? So
yeah, I do want to say the other two games that, at least for me, that were like really cool was from the Ori devs, Moon Studios, No Rest for the Wicked looked really cool, and then from the Dead Cell devs, Windblown, I think is what it's called, looked really cool. I don't know if anyone saw ahead. Did you see the win that game?
Oh yeah, I see it. It's what's it called? Dead Cell developer.
Yeah. Like that one was really cool looking. So I think, at least for me, I wishlisted a couple of those, like right off the bat, for those two. Which they're coming out next year, I think. At least one of them is. Like fairly relatively early on. Windblown, sorry, that's what it's called. Windblown. Good stuff. So yeah, lots. I didn't realize how much more had been revealed until I kept scrolling down this list as we were talking. Yeah, there were too many trailers.
There was a buttload of stuff. Yeah,
I kept trying. That's something
that doesn't need to be. That doesn't need to be. What's it called? Doesn't need to be revealed in this event.
I guess just like reveal it on the same day, but maybe not. Yeah.
I guess the thing maybe is, not, it's like.
Should there, through IGN or something.
Should there be a requirement for these things to have like gameplay? Because there's a chunk of them that don't have any gameplay.
Gameplay. They should show gameplay.
Like, I mean, you can say that, but like just that. Like, I wonder that the devs would then fake gameplay, you know, because that's possible. They could just be like, yeah.
We have been seeing more trailers, like what was that? The Spine at the PC show, where it's like in engine. And mix of game, like it's like some like some in-engine mix that they'll put on there, and you're like, so it looks so like it's not gameplay, really gameplay.
Yeah. Like, you could make whole ass movies in Unreal if you wanted to, but that doesn't mean it's, you know, gameplay.
Gameplay, yeah.
And then like with fake in-game comms, I miss that. I miss those.
Wait, so you miss what? Comms?
What
the like in-game like fake, like, you know, like Division, oh, the, like, the trailer, fake, and then people like,
hey guys,
fake playing it,
like, I miss that too. That's like that's an era
bring
of
those
gaming
back,
yeah,
I think Helldivers did it at the last award show where they had
they did that.
It's so weird now because no one does it anymore, but yeah, that was a
Helldivers 2 is another demo that looked interesting to me.
Okay, yeah, and that's coming out in January, I think, next year.
Oh, it's coming out on PC. I didn't
on PC, yeah, PC and PS5. So it's
PS5.
Huh. Yeah. I think there's a ton of more. If you want to check out those games, you can find them. Kim Woody, I do want to get a shout out to Unseen. I do follow them on Twitter.
Oh shit, I forgot about Kim Woody. Yeah.
Yeah, Ikumi Nakamura Studio.
Yeah, she's back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know what's their studio has actually been doing media for their studio, the people who work there, they've been doing interviews with the staff and almost for a year. If you go to their YouTube channel, Unseen Devs, they've been doing a really good job of being on Twitter and being vocal just about their studio and how much they care about making games and their life, work-life balance, actually. but this is the first time we've seen anything from there. And it looks like a team-based game.
Team-based
live service, yeah. Potential 6v6.
Overwatch.
but with style, you know? With style. I think that's it. Set in Tokyo.
I think are all their games set in Tokyo or something? Like,
oh, Ghostwire? Yeah.
Yeah, Ghostwire Tokyo too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. There we go. So we'll see what comes of that. Really interesting. That's all I got. I don't know if you have any other games, let me know. Shout them out. Still more.
I don't think anything else got announced during the show, right? Nothing I can think of. Blue Jurassic Protocol is getting a console movie. Release this week.
Jurassic Park Survival. I think I was so.
Ark Knight Enfields looks.
Yeah, I agree.
That's on the Berserker game.
Apparently,
too,
for DNF. It's like a roguelite game. Game. Yeah,
it looks good though. Yeah, it looks good.
That's
visually.
Coming to PS5 and
I think it's PC.
And PC,
and mobile, right? Of course. And mobile. Okay. And I don't know about the first Berserker trailer for DNF Duel or DNF. Sorry, not Duel, but DNF.
Normal Dungeon Fighter.
They're also doing like a kind of 3D action game that looks fucking. Man, like I'm telling you, I need more of these games. I played.
Is it another reeling? What's it called Fantasy Project Reeling?
Granblue Fantasy.
Yeah.
Reeling is coming out in February, I believe.
That's February. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one looks good though, so I'm looking forward to. This is on my shadow list. My shadow list now. For more action games. Good action games. Anyways. We have spoken for an hour.
Damn, dude. Crazy.
Dean said it's time for us to go. No one played the air horn for us. No one told us to get off the stage.
Can you imagine if they actually use an air horn?
Yeah.
Like, not an orchestra, just an actual air horn.
This is what happens when you don't have the string quartet come in.
Apparently the kid is back. The kid was in audience and then he got like
escorted.
He got a trespassing notice and he's not allowed to be in
that. Are you serious? He was back? They let him buy a
ticket? He was back.
I don't think they allowed him. I think he snuck. He must have snuck in. Yeah.
No, he's like he bought a ticket probably or something. But yeah, that was crazy.
Dang. Yeah. I'm glad nothing else happened. But in the words of Christopher Judge, our podcast was probably about the third of the length of the Call of Duty campaign.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear? They got mad.
There are some comments where
people sweet you, Christopher Judge. We love you.
Some of the devs were like, "Yeah, we've heard worse." Others are like, "Yeah. We expect things like this, just not from a peer." I'm like, yeah.
A peer?
Not from someone in the industry. But when it's true, it's true.
That's a big bummer, though, that the campaign was so short. But yeah.
That it was so short.
It's not even just short. It's just, like, actually bad. Because, like, there's no story.
There's no story?
There is story. The campaign is just, like, an open mission.
That sucks, though.
It's basically, like, open combat area. It's bad.
That sucks.
It's not your usual
Call of Duty campaign. Yeah, where it's hyper scripted, right? Yeah.
$70, by the way. Like,
it's probably for the multiplayer, really, at this point.
Yeah.
Jeez. Other than that, just to say before we go, just remember this year was an amazing year for games. Tons of games. No matter what game you played, probably was a banger unless you played Forspoken. Some people might argue with you.
Getting the year off on a good start.
Redfall.
Or Redfall. Redfall. Or Gollum. Or that Walking Dead game. There were some kind of duds.
In early January, we should do our Game of the Years for 2020.
Yeah. We'll be coming back with our Game of the Year. Just remember.
Well, when are we going to do that?
I think
sometime early Jan, I suppose.
Do you want to do it early January or you want to do it before the end of this year?
December. Are you guys going back to the state?
No, or Canada? I'm staying here in Japan.
I'll be here in Japan.
Are you
going
to make the descent? Okay, let's do December then.
No, I think we can probably do like a December thing.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe last week of December or something like that could be good.
Like Christmas Eve kind of thing.
Nothing bad happened to me again. I have some like. I have some weird stuff happening to me in 2023, dude. I was hospitalized three times.
Three times.
Damn.
That's a record.
Three times.
That's a record. Yeah, it's a record.
Hopefully next
Wait,
year less
don't
accident.
They all involve
no
like,
accident.
Some of them involve
no
stairs.
Accident.
Wait, do you believe in magic or something? Like are you cursed or something?
Magic?
Like did you
no. I feel like I am too good looking. I'm too hot.
I'm too hot for this world. I'm being punished.
Fate
I need
to
punish
to take me out. the universe fate, is trying to take me out.
Fate had to take him out.
Yeah, you need like some kind of handicap, right?
I'm too good for this world. Fate had to take me out. That's a story right there.
That's the name of your autobiography.
Yeah, just tried to take me out for dinner.
Just right. Everyone remember, great year for games. But unfortunately, a lot of jobs lost, 6,000 to 7,000 jobs lost in the game industry. So if you know someone and you can hook them up with a job and you're listening to this podcast somehow, well,
somehow
share your wealth, give some people some love. And where can they find you all on the internets, Alex?
Sure. Yeah, I'm streaming on Twitch. I'm playing Super Mario RPG right now. It's twitch.tv/root24. I'm almost done, but I don't know. Come hang out.
There you go.
That's it.
I have an announcement to make. They let me out of Twitter jail.
You got unbanned?
You got to change it back?
Yeah.
You got unbanned?
I got unbanned from my main account, Just Ehe.
You should finally back. You should see how fast you can get banned again by insulting Elon Musk.
I don't know why. Like, when the first notice came, it said like a permanent ban. So like, okay, whatever. I don't care about this platform anymore.
Yeah.
And I tried to appeal it as a joke like 2 months ago.
And you got
they
unbanned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
You should at Elon Musk and be like, big mistake, buddy. You let the beast out of his cage.
Big mistake, buddy. Business like pile.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Oh, man. And of course, you can find me on Twitch at Ninja Trickster, currently finishing up Lords of the Fallen and currently going back into Tears of the Kingdom, finishing that up as well. Always good to be in there with Lunk. So until next time, we will catch you. Have a safe day. Don't fall. Don't hurt yourself. Stay happy.
Don't severe.
Keep talking as long as you need to in life. Don't let anyone silence you. Don't let the music cut you off. You keep talking as long as you can because no one can silence you. You are the truth. You are the future. Keep talking, everyone. That's right. I can't even turn my own music off. On me. Wait. Okay. Bye bye, everyone.
Okay, all right, goodbye, everyone. Goodbye. See you next week.